Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Ridgeline Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RDG and on the OTCQB under the symbol RDGMF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Chad Peters. Now, this is timing perfectly because just yesterday we had an interview that was released with Robert Sin, also known as Goldfinger, and he highlighted Ridgeline as one of his top priorities. Now, he does have a handful of these companies that he outlined in a recent article for tax loss selling in terms of buying a stock when it's been sold off fairly hard, but that goes kind of with the whole sector, unfortunately. But Robert did outline the number of reasons why he likes Ridgeline. So, Chad, we wanted to bring you on and just highlight some of these reasons and some of the work that's going to be coming. Just as a refocus for everybody, Ridgeline is focused in Nevada. The company has four projects, all in Nevada. And the project we're going to start with here, the Swift Gold Project, there was news this year, September, the company completed a earn-in exploration agreement with Nevada Gold Mines. Now, just to remind everybody, Nevada Gold Mines is a JV between Barrick Gold and Newmont. Now, the company, and we're just getting that news today, is already starting to drill on the Swift project. Chad, give us a little more insights on what this project looks like. What's the drill program that Nevada Gold Mines is undertaking here?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. We just announced that deal with Nevada Gold Mines, as you mentioned, in late September. And I mean, the fact that they're already out there, you know, moving a rig out and drilling this project is incredible. I mean, probably one of the things that I think, you know, any shareholder looks at when you see a junior partner with a major is like, okay, great, that maybe validates the story, but you're probably going to see exploration slow to a, you know, grind to a very slow pace when you deal with these majors. But that couldn't be farther from the truth with this NGM deal, right? They're really excited. I mean, Mike, my VP, and I have kind of been on a soapbox for 2 years saying that we felt Swift is one of the best exploration prospects in all of Nevada. And to have NGM come in, do a $20 million US deal, which is worth more than our entire market cap, and then follow that up with a drill program within not even 60 days of announcing this deal is pretty incredible. And I think it validates that this is a tier one exploration story. And I hope that they have a ton of success.
Yeah, Chad, it's always nice to see one of the big boys validating the thesis and saying, yeah, we want to get on this right away as well. Just remind the audience why these Carlin-type deposits are so prolific and, you know, why they would be as excited as you guys are about this kind of a target.
Well, you know, if you look at both Barrick, which is the majority owner of NGM, you look at NGM and Newmont and Barrick, both of these companies were the reason they are the two largest companies in the world today is off the backs of the Nevada Carlin type deposits. That is the core of those companies. It's how they are able to get the cash flow to grow into the monsters that they are today. So when you make a Carlin type discovery in a core district, like let's say the Cortez district where Swift is, you're not looking for 1 million, 2 million ounce deposits. You're looking for 10, 15 million ounce monsters. And when you find them, they're incredible. And we were able to kind of swoop in a weird time in between Newmont and Barrick. There was mergers going on, cost cutting throughout the mid 2000s in that bear market in gold. And we were able to come in and consolidate a 75 square kilometer district. And that's what really got Barrick excited, right? We proved the right host rocks were there. They're mineralized. And and Barrick, they're not in the business of looking for little things. So they think that they can find a 10 million ounce discovery here. So we're excited to partner with them.
So the news release that was released today outlines, well, at least the drill program highlights the first drill hole, 900 meters deep. This drill hole is being targeted, from my understanding, from some of the work that you guys did last year in the phase one drill program. Yes. Can you explain a little bit more this target, how it came together?
Yeah, we teed it up. We kind of had this teed up and ready to go, to be honest. This hole that they're drilling now was the fourth hole that we were going to drill if Ridgeline had stuck with this project. So we drilled three holes in 2020. Two of the holes hit the Wenban Formation, which is that crucial host rock in the district that hosts these monsters. And the third hole was going for the guts of what we thought was a main target for this high grade zone, and we lost that hole in a fault zone, and we kind of realized, man, these, you know, when you're drilling $400,000 drill holes, even losing one of them hurts when you're a junior like us, right? So the fourth hole would have been where they're drilling this hole right now. So we had it already permitted, ready to go. Everybody was on the same page, both on both teams, as far as what the priority targets are. So and to kind of top it all off, I mean, we had rock chips up to 3.5 grams per ton gold at surface, which is significant when you're talking about a target that's, you know, 700-800 meters down. And at surface, you're getting multi-gram gold. That's a considerable deep target, right? But they were able to come in and NGM actually rock chipped up to 9.8 grams per ton in that same area. I mean, those are mineable grades at surface. They're targeting the down dip projection of those rock chips at, you know, 700-800 meters down. So those are the kind of indicators that you want to see as a geologist for these deep buried systems. And so they're really excited. They got those rock chips and called us pretty quickly to fill us in.
Now, when it comes to whatever the drill might yield here in terms of results, what would be considered a success? Obviously, long widths, high grades, we all get that. But yep. The mineralization that you have outlined, what are they looking for? What are you guys looking for? And what would warrant follow-up?
Well, you know, that's when you have a 75 square kilometer project like this, I think success is defined differently than when you're kind of going after a single target type of play. So what NGM's approach is, and what we fully agree with, is to do this initial framework drilling. We're drilling about a kilometer south of that hole number three that failed for us in 2020. We're drilling a kilometer south of that. The main goal is, can we hit the Windband Formation host rocks at the same depths that we're projecting based on the model that our team built off of our phase one program in 2020? Can we hit the right host rocks? Are they showing evidence of Carlin type alteration and mineralization, you know, arsenic, antimony, hopefully gold as well? Obviously, you know, knock it out of the park successes. Yeah, we return a mineralized multimeter intercept of gold, but we would all be incredibly excited if our model holds together. We hit the right host rocks at reachable depths, and that'll help us help them build out the model and go after it in 2022. Really aggressively, and what this project needs is a 10 to 15 hole program to go out and find the kind of needle in a haystack, which is what these things are when you're drilling 700 meter holes.
Well, Chad, it's going to be exciting to keep following along and see what they get in the drill program and what that deeper hole yields and the future holes yield. But just to remind the audience that you're not a one-trick pony. You actually have four different projects under the umbrella of Ridgeline Minerals. So in addition to Swift, you have the Salina, the Bell Creek, and the Carlin East projects. Could you just walk the audience briefly through what kind of work each of those projects may be seeing over the next year or so?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. Like, we are not stuck to one project as far as what defines success for Ridgeline. Part of doing the deal at Swift was freeing up our team and Ridgeline Capital to go out and be aggressive at other projects that we think are exciting. So Salina, for example, started out as in the South Carlin Trend, started out as a shallow oxide silver play. And our drilling this year, which, you know, we've talked about on your program before, hit some really significant widths and grades of high-grade silver with lead and zinc as well. So we're actually seeing, we believe that we have a potential for a large CRD discovery, which would be like a polymetallic silver-lead zinc, plus or minus gold play, not unlike, you know, Arizona Mining's Taylor deposit. So we have a lot of those, you know, kind of key things that you want to see with a CRD in the early drilling we have. And so our spring program is going to focus on defining that potential. And then on top of it, we have Carlin East and Bell Creek, which we have assays pending imminently out of Carlin East. That was a long and difficult drill program, but we finally got assays trickling in now. So we'll get that out to the market as soon as we can. And NGM, they're having huge success drilling directly on trend of our Carlin East project, for example. They have the North Leeville discovery. It's 4 kilometers to the south. It's on the exact same fault zone that cuts across our project. They just announced in Q3, 42 meters of 32.6 grams per ton. That is arguably, I think, on a gold-only basis, it's one of the best gold drill intercepts worldwide in 2021. So, you know, that's a fantastic story that just keeps on moving towards us. Every time they drill a hole closer, it gets that much more exciting for Carlin East. And then there, our Bell Creek project, which is nearby, is sitting right beside the Wren deposit, which they've been very quiet about for almost a decade now. But we realize now it's because they were trying to do a deal with I-80 Gold to horse trade South Arturo, which is an adjoining project. So once that deal came through, the next quarter, they happened to announce that they're hitting, you know, multi-meter, you know, 5 to 10 meter intercepts of half ounce to ounce per ton gold, only 600 meters from the edge of our project. So still lots of potential at both of those assets. And yeah, I mean, we're always looking at new opportunities as well. You know, I'd love to pick up, now that we freed up some cash with Swift, I'd love to pick something up in our pipeline early stage that we can start moving forward. So yeah, we're trying to make sure that when a shareholder looks at Ridgeline, that they don't just see one opportunity, right? There's multiple chances at being a success.
Yeah, that's the key aspect there too. It's something that Robert really liked about the company. In terms of catalysts then, what can you summarize for us? Catalysts that lead us into next year for the company.
You bet. So we're going to get the Carlin East results out, like I said, as soon as possible. I'd say easily within the next 2 weeks, we'll have something coming out there. We have a new acquisition in the works that I hope to be able to come out with soon as well. In the new year, we're working with Peter McGaugh. He's one of the foremost CRD experts worldwide. So he's going to be working with us, just doing some kind of training on CRDs, which we're going to use to define our drill program in the spring at Salina. So, you know, as far as the next 6 months, we end the year with 2.3 million cash. We are not desperate to do a raise. You know, we can go out and execute on our program at Salina without having to raise any capital. You're going to see results out of Swift. You're going to see new acquisitions. You're going to see drilling at Salina. So I think it plays into that, like you said, multiple catalysts, and hopefully at least one of them's a win. So.
All right. Well, Chad, we'll keep on following along. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you, and we'll follow up on the back of some more news, especially drill results coming out of the company. Chad, thank you for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.